Hello.
Hello, my name is Karen Lopez. Hello, my name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Can you tell me, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, the U.S. Senate?
Trump.
The Florida. The choices are if you are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all
likely
to vote.
Very likely. Thank you so much.
And can you tell me with which political party are you registered?
Republican?
Democrat? Okay, thank you so much. And now can you tell me what is your main racial background?
No. It doesn't matter.
Okay. I'm going to read you some ranges, you know, for the racial. You can stop me when I say your in which range you are in. The first one is white Caucasian, Asian American.
That would be it. White Caucasian.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, can you tell me what is your age?
66.
Thank you so much. Now, generally speaking, would you say that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Oh, they're going in the right direction for sure.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? The choices are the economy and jobs, abortion, access and cost of healthcare, K-12 education, local growth and development, crime and public safety, housing and property insurance cost, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, illegal immigration, climate and the environment, and taxes.
How many choices do I get?
I do have to choose just one. I know it's a really hard decision.
Just one?
Yes.
Inflation.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? You are definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, leans likely to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or leans likely to the Republican candidate.
I'll vote Republican. I'll never vote for a Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
And would you say you strongly or some?
He's the worst president we ever had.
Okay. No, thank you so much for your answer. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Absolutely.
Okay. And now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Sienna Osta.
I have no opinion.
Okay. Then we have Mike Caruso.
I don't know that name either.
Okay. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Can't stand her.
I'm sorry?
No, I wouldn't vote for her for the dog catcher.
Okay, so you will say that you have a somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable opinion?
Extremely unfavorable. The worst I could think of.
Okay. And now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
definitely voting for Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate, or Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote as for many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
Always vote Republican. I'll never vote for Democrat.
Okay, got it. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
And would you call yourself somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay, got it. Now, can you tell me what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I have a master's in economics.
Okay. And now, can you tell me what is your religion? Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, Islamic, agnostic, atheist, or non-believer, or other?
I'm a Christian.
Okay, thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.